House Bill 1120 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1120, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dwayne Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. After much negotiation, House Bill 1120 has been amended, so, Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk.
Is that amendment 1120DE?
DE, yes, Mr. Speaker.
Is there a second? Go ahead, okay. Mr. Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The negotiations have been going on for a little over a month now regarding the horse racing situation at the Fort Pier and the Aberdeen tracks. If you look at the amendment that I've passed out, number 1120DE, it doesn't make any mention of horse racing. Deal was struck with the governor's office 2 days ago, and the assurances were given to all parties concerned that the horse racing tracks will receive their money for this year, and that money will be doled out after a gaming commission meeting, which will be held tomorrow, so the funds are forthcoming. That was one part of the negotiations. All parties concerned, the horsemen, the governor's office, and all the people that were at the table are satisfied with that decision, and we have the assurance, again, of the governor that those monies will be given to the horse track so they can support the races that will take place this spring. What the amendment of this bill does is directs the Gaming Commission to give to the Department of Social Services some total of $250,000, which will in turn be given to the domestic abuse shelters. This practice has been done the last few years out of these funds, and they are very supportive of this being done again. The horsemen are in agreement with this, and it's with their blessing that we do this. It takes sections 1 and 2 to direct that money to the right place. Section 3 and 4 of this amendment basically says that the Gaming Commission will give $900,000 to the state fair, and that's the state fair will in turn put money back into the state treasury to make up for a hole in the treasury created due to financial problems that the state fair has experienced in the past years. So this basically shores up the state fair for, again, past financial difficulties that they've had. This also is an agreement with the governor, the horsemen, and all parties involved. So it's a very simple bill that just requires money to, or asks for money to come out of the horsemen's fund into the Department of Social Services to fund domestic abuse shelters, and $900,000 to be given to the state fair to cover financial losses in the past. I respectfully ask for your support of the amendment and go on to pass the bill.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question being on Representative Sutton's motion to amend. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The bill is now amended. Further remarks on the amended bill, House Bill 1120. Hearing no further remarks. House Bill 1120 is now up for final consideration and passage. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Richard Brown, Napoli, Glensky, Van Gerpen, Nesselhoff, and Michaels. Representatives Nesselhoff, Van Gerpen, and Richard Brown. Representative Van Gerpen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 2, excused 4.
House Bill 1120, having received a two-thirds majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sutton.
I have a title amendment at the desk.
Is there a second? Title amendment reads, and it's on page 1, line 1 of the printed bill, delete everything after Act 2 and insert appropriate funds from a special race revolving fund and the South Dakota Bred Racing Fund. On page 1, delete line 2. Is there a second? All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Title is so amended.